It's December again, which means short days, wet weather, and this. Mary's That's the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, now in its 28th year. The choir brings together singers from multiple faiths to perform music inspired by Oakland's vibrant Black gospel tradition. And every December, they give special holiday shows all over the Bay Area. The force behind this powerful sound is the choir's artistic director, Terrence Kelly. KALW's Julie Kane met up with him to learn about what keeps the choir's spirit alive.
And make sure you keep up on the tempo. Not too loud, breathe.
You have Jewish, Catholic, Baptist, Unitarian, Baha'i, Sufi, Buddhist, Hindu. You have people that don't really profess any faith, but they all feel something when they hear the music. So we are able to drop our differences and come together with our commonalities and sing gospel music as the medium for doing that.
No breath there, I heard breathing.
What is it that you think people feel? What is the spirit that they're feeling when they're singing gospel music or listening to gospel music?
J-O-Y, joy. that's it, clean and simple. Especially in a choir. In a choir, it's a much safer way to bear all. You can let it all hang out, and then there 49 other people letting it hang out, so you're not the only one.
And so if you have, let's say you have a Sufi member of your choir, a Jewish member of your choir, they're still singing about Jesus. It's still really the lyrics of Christian gospel, right?
Yes. But what our members do, we also ask our audience to do if they're not Christian. When we say Jesus or Christ, just mentally insert the name of your own God and keep partying. So, you know, it's really about creating community. And I think all of the great teachers, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, all of them, you know, wanted you to open up to everybody. It's not about being closed, but it's about being open. Oakland is one of the most gospel-rich cities in the country. A lot of African Americans came from the South to work the railroads and to work here in the port. My grandparents. So then you had all these Southern people, Texans, my family, Louisianans, Mississippians. You know, all these people came with all of that music in them, and it started pouring out into Oakland. I mean, you can literally walk down East 14th in Oakland, or International in Oakland. I was walking past the church one day and just heard this gospel music coming out of this church. I knew it was just packed. There were 12 people in the church, 8 of which were in the choir. And it was going down. I mean, they were tearing it up. It was awesome. And I just stood in the door and just watched. You know, they invited me in and I just went on in. It was great. And that's Oakland, all over the place.
So, what does it take to be a member of the main choir?
Of the gospel choir, the audition is about 5 minutes. About 3 minutes of a song. And then there's a ear test, because most of our music is learned in the African-American tradition, which is oral. So I'll sing the part, or one of the musicians will play the part and then the members sing it back.
Curious about how you learned. You've been singing all of your life. When did you start singing?
I don't remember. From a musical family, my father was the late great Ed Kelly, jazz pianist and awesome teacher at Laney College. And my mom also taught at Laney College. She for many years directed the gospel choir there, and she was also choir director for famed youth choirs and other choirs at the Allen Temple Baptist Church.
You gotta know your part. You gotta know your counts because they move separately from you. We don't sing everything exactly the same in this choir. We have 9-12 parts sometimes.
I've heard that you're actually very demanding of your choir members, but you're so funny. I mean, you must be very entertaining while you're being demanding.
We have a lot of fun. They call me, I think I'm a big goofball. They say that I'm goofy, but, you know, tough.
Oh, all first hitters, we doing solos, baby, and I can stand here all night. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Is it okay to go to church if you're not a churchgoer?
Please do. Please do. Just don't wear hot pants.